Blog Talk Radio. All right. Little problem with the sound, but it's all good. Let's go straight to the phone line. 903, talk to me. You there? 903, you're on the line. All right. Let's do what we do, man. Blog Talk Radio having a little technical difficulties, but it's all right. It's all right, because we still going to hold it down. Y'all already know, man. Every Wednesday, we here, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Of course, you can check out the show on Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. Check it out. Of course, we on Twitter at hhse_radio and at hh_se. All indie artists, we got you. You know how we hold down the indie artists. That's what it is. Y'all see us on Twitter.
Better get they mind right, cause I'm lighting niggas up on onsite. All impulse, Bitches get it too. When I'm done with the job, I'm leaving the job critical. You ain't a friend of me, you's a friend of me. Basically, that's a friend who turned into an enemy. You ain't a friend of me, you killing niggas, kidding me. And I ain't boasting, I'm killing niggas literally. No matter if it's on track or in the street. And I kill an enemy, I kill a beat. Motherfuckers try to give me the flat line, y'all pussy. Don't call 5-0 when I clap mine. When I say I'm G'd up, I got the cannon on me. I'ma let it go, so he better have his damn on. Cause when I catch you with his pants down, I'm letting off damn rounds till they holler, man down.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. Got a caller calling in 903, talk to me.
Hey, it's Boss Lady.
Hey, 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 what's going on, sis?
Hey, what's up?
That's what's up, that's what's up. Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, we got Shantae rocking with us. Let everybody know what you all about, sis.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's all good. It's all good. 903 dropped off the line. Call right back, Shantae. Call right back. You already know it's Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. All indie artists, send us your music. Email is hhse.biz@gmail.com. Send us your music. If it's hot, we'll get it on. Shout out to all the indie artists that hit us up on Twitter, man. Send us your tracks, and you know what I'm saying? If it's on hot, we're going to play it. All right, caller back in 903. What's popping?
Oh, it's Boss Lady again. I'm sorry, my phone malfunction. But I'm Boss Lady. I've been doing radio for 5 years. Matter of fact, I first started when I was 17. And now I'm 22. And I also PR for a major artist, Big Smooth. He's in Dallas, and he's a Universal artist, and also working Fam Records. And I promote.
I feel you. You're doing big things. That's what's up. So you was, you know, on air since you were 17. What really inspired you? What really, you know, wanted you to get into that at such a young age?
Well, honestly, I have a voice, and I feel like it needs to be heard. And even when I'm on the phone with my significant other, all I do is talk. We debate. We talk about different stuff. We get deep conversations. So why not basically express yourself on air?
I feel you. So what do you like better? You like doing the PR work, or you like being on the radio?
I like all of it, but I'd rather radio host. I love radio hosting, but nothing. I mean, I love PR, and I mean, I love helping artists or promoting for artists or doing this or broadcasting a big event. But radio hosting is my first love.
That's great. I like that. What got you into the PR move, though?
Well, because when I was radio hosting already, I was promoting for artists. They would send me money. People always say Twitter don't make you money, but if you know how to use your Twitter right, you can make money off Twitter. So,
right.
I mean, I started getting my followers up. First, I started off with 5,000 followers. Then, over the time, I ended up with 54,000 followers. So, artists would chunk me money here and there, and then I would just start promoting for them and getting their music here and there. So, then that's what started the whole PR thing.
All right, Boss Lady, that's what's up. I like that. There you go.
I mean, that's what really got me into that. But like I said, radio hosting is exactly, that's where my heart is. I've talked to so many celebrities, interviewed celebrities from Rashida to Shelly from Bad Girls Club to celebrities in the gay community. I've done it all.
That's real. That's big. You're doing big things. That's what I'm talking about. But since you've been rocking on the radio show, I know you get a lot of music from indie artists from all over the place. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make trying to get their songs on the radio?
Not having their music mixed and mastered. They don't have it mixed and mastered. It sounds like it's in-house quality, so especially on Blog Talk Radio, if it's not mixed and mastered, it's going to sound ratchet. It's going to sound like you just put your phone up to the TV and play the music. So getting their songs mixed and mastered and, you know, the great quality is where they mess up a lot when they try to put their songs on the radio and, you know, get it edited how the radio station wants you to have it edited. That's a lot of the mistakes they make.
That's real right there. That's real right there. Have it music ready, high quality, right?
Yes, because, I mean, whenever you listen to some music, especially testing it out on Blog Talk before your show starts and you have this song that you done promoted and said you'll be playing, but then you hear it and it sounds like, you know, you recorded it over tape player or something like that. It just sounds so ratchet or however you want to put that. And it's just like, it hurts you a little bit because you expected to play, you done blasted it and all that, and it's just, it gives you a headache.
That's real. You can't say no better than that, for real, for real. If it ain't sounding right, DJ ain't even going to play it, so you might as well have it mixed down right.
The first time. You get it right the first time, you won't have to worry about it. And then artists, they get mad at you because you don't want to play it. But how can you get mad at me if you want to go the cheap way out and don't get your stuff mixed and mastered? I mean, it take money to make money. So, I mean, hey, if you had to go sell some cookies at Walmart to pay to get your stuff mastered, you're going to do whatever it takes to get your stuff mixed and mastered.
That's right. Go sell them cookies. That's right.
Yes, go sell those cookies. I mean, I would.
Whatever it takes, make sure it's mixed and mastered right. Because if it ain't, Boss Lady ain't playing it, and I ain't playing it either. So, you know.
Exactly.
That's what's up, though. That's what's up. What do you feel is the importance of any artist having a good public relations specialist on a team?
Okay, for one, the publicist should know you. They should know you inside and out. So they don't have to constantly, like, you know, call you and be like, well, what's this, what's that? So, I mean, if your publicist has somebody come questioning about you, they already know, like, bam, bam, bam. They don't have to call you and interrupt what you're doing. So a publicist should know you, and you should have an itinerary ready for a publicist so she doesn't have to, you know, like, soul search. And it's real hectic when you don't have what you need for your artist to get them out there. Like, when everything's all scattered. So organization is very important. Organization, them knowing you on a personal level, and basically organization is the best thing, because if it's not organized, I mean, it's not going to get anywhere. You're going to stay at the bottom.
That's real. That's real. And how would an indie artist go about really, really looking for a good public relations specialist? Because there's so many out there. What are some of the things that an indie artist needs to really look for to choose the right one?
To look for a publicist, I mean, I look at other publicists and then I look at myself. I'm pretty much different from other publicists. But, I mean, what they need to look for to me is, like, are they going to work as hard as you're going to work? Like, how you would promote your own music or how you would put it out there, sell yourself, are they going to work as hard as you? Is your dream as important to them as it is to you, you know? Because you never put people on your team that won't go as hard as you will. I mean, if they don't have the same drive, there's no point in working with them. So that's my number one thing, somebody that's going to work as hard as you, somebody that's going to push you on the days that you're real low, that's what I think. I mean, so I would say somebody that's going to go as hard, somebody that's goal-oriented, somebody that feels like they're going somewhere, because if they're not going nowhere, then where are you going to go?
Right. That's real. That's real. They got to be grinding just as hard as artists, and artists got to be grinding just as hard as the publicists.
So I feel like that goes hand in hand to me. That's what I feel like. Because, I mean, any artist that I work for, or not even artists, because I've been publicist for an author and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm going to go as hard as you go, if not even harder, especially with the right material in the organization.
That's real. Y'all need to holler at Boss Lady when y'all get y'all music mixed down.
Right.
Real, sell them cookies, get your music mixed down, then holla at Boss Lady Shante. That's what it is. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We gonna play some heat. Come back, chop it up, let's get it.
Real shit. It's a million.
It's Amelia. Let's take a walk down the memory. Puffing on the air while my niggas sip the Hennessy. Niggas claim me friends, but really ain't a friend of me. Try and hit my top, better drop like Kennedy. They just in the headshots, try and make their lead pop. I'm between his girl legs, try and make a bed rock. Plus they see me floss when I pull up at that red spot. Dad's got the game all locked like a dreadlock. Real tight, try and feed your fan with a mill weight. Cause I remember nights when I had to hold that sail tight just to get a dollar, hustle for a buck. Now I'm swimming in the money and I'm thinking this is luck. Tell me what it is, cause I just can't get enough of this feeling that I'm feeling, and it's feeling like a rush. Hush, this is secret society. Devil with my soul, demons try and keep their eye on me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I'm like the ladies with the stars. Immaculate conception, Brady with the yards, no interceptions. All the bulls on call for murder weapons. Awards of foreign cars, all for time invested. A mill well respected. Holy Grail, that's white Hennessy. Rolling up Kundalini, that's that sour D. 36 ounces, all for my faculty. New York minute, gotta think rapidly. Planets in my solar system, holy gas for me. I could do a libation, ask here a trap for me. I live nonfiction, yeah, brought the facts for me. Time is my currency, yeah, fuck your salary. Racks of the Freemasons, pimp the matrix. So blatant, I track money, don't chase it. Birthstones floating all in my bracelet. Beam of floating, we the chosen, moving in a spaceship.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a DT. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak.
Sour D.
He ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
Speak to me.
Get it, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my lovely. Let's get it, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got Boss Lady Shantae rocking with us. What's going on, sis?
Oh, nothing. Just listening to music and, you know, just chilling. Nothing too major. Yep. Hoping I'm not throwing slugs at any artist because I don't want nobody to get butt hurt.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So who are the indie artists on the come up that you're working with right now that we should check out?
Right now I'm working with Big Smooth, also known as Mr. Ride My Face, Mr. 100 Grand, et cetera, et cetera. And you can follow him on Twitter at Big Smooth Texas. Also, check out his website, xxmusic69.com. He's in Dallas, Texas. That's where I'm at as well. He is also known for the hit record Ride My Face. And right now, he's got a few singles out the pack. How She Dance. Good song.
Nice.
Like that. And I've been working with her for the longest, the Kid Star. I have to shout her out. You can follow her on Twitter at the Kid Star, D-U-H, Kid with two D's and Star. And you can get her on YouTube at the same thing, the Kid Star. So, I mean, her music is great. I mean, yes, she is an LGBTQ artist, meaning she's a lesbian, but she has some wonderful music. I mean, some stuff you can vibe to. So I'm working with those two. I have other indie artists that are my favorite that I'm not working with, but, I mean, those are the two that I work with.
That's what's up. How you feel about the current state of the music industry right now?
How do I feel about what?
The current state of the music industry right now.
As far as music, right now, to me, the music industry, the current state, it's like we don't have real music anymore. No real music. It's all, Hollywood chopped up. We rapping about things we don't have. We rapping about things that aren't happening. Nobody's touching real topics. And that's what I kind of give advice to a lot of artists that I work with. Let's touch some stuff that we can all relate to. Let's rap about some current events, like something relevant, not money, cars, clothes, hoes. I mean, not all your fans have money, cars, clothes, or a lot of hoes, so give them something they can relate to.
Exactly. Keep it authentic. Right?
Yeah. Let's be real. If you're riding a bike, let's not rap about you driving a Benz. Let's be real.
Right.
If your girl looks like Restitia, let's not say she looks like Lauren London or Gabrielle Union. Let's be real.
Exactly. Let's be real. If you drive a Honda, don't rap about driving a Bugatti, right? Like, damn.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
If you only got 50 cents in your pocket, don't rap like you got millions of bucks. Let's just be real, because, I mean, you have those indie artists that rap about stuff that they don't have, and then you have people who really know them, and then that's where the dissing goes and all that. I just want, like, people to rap about real things. Like, the artist that I work with, Big Smooth, he has a track called The Matrix or whatever, and that's a good song. I mean, it has you want to cry. I mean, it's a good song. It's something touchy and something good, and, so rap about things that's happening in life. Don't be a fantasy rapper. But don't be a Dr. Seuss rapper either.
That's real. Just keep it authentic. If you're living in your mama house, don't rap about no mansions and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Exactly.
No. That's what it is, though. That's what it is. We feel hip-hop is headed in the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years, I wish Tupac would come back. But in the next 5 years, I hopefully see the females getting somewhere in the game. Besides just Nicki, I would love to see some lesbian rappers. I mean, anybody, no matter their sexuality, I would like to see. I don't want it to be, the game is such a discrimination. Like, you can't dress how you want to dress for females. If a female want to be tomboyish, she can't dress tomboyish because sex sells and she has to show curves to get ahead. Yes, sex sells, but if she can rap and she's rapping about real stuff and you like her flow, why does she have to show her body? Why she can't just sell her talent and not her body?
Isn't Little Daze doing her thing on that level, right?
Yeah, Daze is doing her little thing right now. I have to commend Daze. I love me some Daze.
Yeah.
Yes. But whenever it comes to females like that are in the industry or whatever, they try to make them change after a while. They'll get them for the talent and then try to brainwash them to change and be something that they're not. Being yourself in the music industry as far as being a female, it only lasts for so long if you want to get ahead.
That's real. She ain't changing. She's from Detroit. She ain't changing.
I love Daze Loaf. I like how she looks. I like her flow. I like Daze Loaf. So I feel like that's a stepping stone. That's one step or whatever. But you have Sia. Sia's a stud. You see her on Sisterhood of Hip Hop or that show right there. And she's like, I'm not changing for nothing. And it's like, you have Tyra B. I don't know if anybody knows her, but when she was in the game, she sung Country Boy. And she actually got put off her label for being a lesbian or whatever the case it is. And she couldn't be herself. She had to put on the feminine clothes and call them her work clothes because that's not who she wanted to be. And then you have her now and she's, back on YouTube and stuff. And she can sing and stuff. So it's like, it's really unfair to the females that are in the game, whether they're feminine or whether they dress in boys' clothes or whatever. It should be equality in the game, and it's not enough equality for the females. So how can we get ahead if they're pushing us behind?
That's real, that's real. Well, you know, sis is making progress, though, so, you know.
I mean, hey, it's making some type of progress, but in 5 years I want to see it doing more than what it is, you know. I mean, this is a little bit, but I want to see us females being able to express ourselves and not being told what we have to wear, what we have to say, what we got to rap about. I want the females to be able to be them and not who, you know, the record label wants them to be.
That's real, and it should be, since it's like Nicki Minaj to just, you know, put a foot down and, you know what I'm saying, take that stand, and that'll just open the door for all the other sisters that's trying to, you know, be themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's all I want to see. And I want to see the guys, not so much beef, and a lot more getting our songs together, beef and more working together, because we all got to eat at the end of the day. So why are you worried about what's on the next person's plate? Let's eat together. So less beef and more, you know, coming together, more unity.
That's real. That's real. I hear that. We are top five rappers of all time, hip hop artists of all time. Your favorite? No order, just top five.
Top. Okay, top five. Tupac. That's the first. Tupac. That's
right.
Just, that's my husband, so he's first.
All right.
Second, I have to say it was hard. Top five, Tupac. I gotta say Wale. I love me some Wale.
Okay.
I love me some J. Cole. LL Cool J.
Okay, there you go.
And I have to say T.I.
There you go.
I would go on, but those are my top five.
I like that. Okay, that's what it is. Boss Lady Shante, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We're going to play some heat, come back, chop it up. Let's do what we do.
Dear God,
yes.
Please grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change. All the things. And the courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. So much going on.
Yeah.
But I'm on you niggas' heels, though. You thought I would never make it, huh? I beg to differ, I'm just a better nigga. I done hit most of my targets, I'm just a better trigger. Let me make it clear, condo in the suburbs, 4 years, new car every year. That's absurd. But if you ever had to tuck birds, cooked up and cut birds, then most likely you understand the absurd. Been going through some things, the time of my life. But I've been blessed with success, guess the timing is right. The city going under siege, niggas jealous of me. Praying I underachieve, nigga, please, I dropped O&V. That was my testament, the holy keys. I felt like I owned the street. Then I came back with redemption, that was my oath to me. Now I'm sitting on top like I'm supposed to be. You see my heart riding for the dark side. My city split like a park side. It's a bumpy road, it's a hard ride. Every day another drive by. My niggas that ride, they'll ride time. They don't break rules, they got guidelines. Ski masked up when it's quiet time. Prayed up when it's time. You will never understand my hunger, nigga. I'm too real for you to steal my thunder, nigga. See, imagine me being homeless, but not hopeless. I was hustling, I was focused, nigga. My money's still in rubber bands, nigga. And I just blew a couple grand, nigga. In the kitchen cooking yams. Got me standing on foreign land, foreign car. Smoke, and I just blow the half a key to some good dope, nigga.
Listen, nigga, if I was to see your ass in the desert on fire, I wouldn't even piss on you, nigga. I'm too busy being successful over here. The best of being success. Cover your eyes, nigga. I'm shining over here. Gangster. Better off counting motherfucking sheep in your sleep, nigga. Sometimes motherfuckers gotta lead the blind. Open your eyes, motherfucker. And listen to what the fuck you're trying to be, nigga.
Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Boss Lady Shante rocking with us. What's going on, sis?
Just tweeting away. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, though, at Boss Lady Shante, because I'm tweeting throughout the show.
That's right, that's right. You already know. I like what you're doing. You got a lot of big things going on. What does the future hold for you?
I want to really have my own business, many things from my own record label, a sex store, hair store, clothing line, my PR company, and go back to hosting my own radio station, which that's in the works as far as next year. So but those are my goals.
All right, little Oprah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to take over. I need Oprah money.
Well, that's right. Well, you definitely got, you know, the entrepreneur thing going on, you know, a little bit of everything, you know. All right.
Man, I got to have that. Being a Leo, I mean, that's a bossy situation right there. So I
right.
love being a boss, so.
I know that's right. I know. That's right. Where do you feel the future of radio is headed with the whole internet thing? You know, where do you feel the future of radio is headed?
I feel like the future of radio, I feel like in the future it'll be on internet. Like, that will be, I mean, the internet will be streaming from the car. So we really won't need, like, you know, a lot of the major stations, you know. You have to go in. You can be at home, you know, just vibing and chilling and hosting. It'll be in everybody's car. So I feel like it'll be strictly to the internet. I mean, a lot of things are going strictly to the internet anyway. We're already filling applications out on the internet. So why not stream everything from the internet anyway?
I like that. For real. Because hip-hop is definitely, you know, international now. How you feel about the international scene?
I like it. I mean, I feel like any artist should want to be worldwide anyway. So, and any artist should want to, like, be more than, I mean, mix the hip-hop with the rock, take over everywhere. Like, that's how I feel. Or mix rock and hip-hop, however you want to do it. But if you want to be the best, you got to be able to cater to everybody.
Exactly. With the power of the internet, you know, indie artists here can build a fan base anywhere in the world, damn near.
Yeah, I agree with that. The power of the internet, man. The internet is so powerful, you never know what you can do with the internet. You can find so much information, and I always think it's best to Google. Nobody knows the power of Google. The more you Google, the more you learn. You can teach yourself so much to where you can become self-made, and that's what I've done in the 5 years of doing all that I've done. I've taught myself so much.
I feel you. What are some of the things you feel, you know, indie artists really need to utilize when they're trying to build a brand for their music and their sound?
They have to have, like, okay, to utilize, okay, for the brand, a goal for one, a motto, something catchy, so you know that's me. So a specific sound. Don't sound like everybody else. You don't have to sound like Drake. You don't have to sound like Wayne. You do not have to always use auto-tune. Make yourself stand out. Like I said earlier, as far as, you know, touching real topics and stuff, you know, do that. You don't have to always have the twerking songs, the booty shaking songs. Not everybody wants to shake their ass all the time. I mean, it's nice, but, you know, be different. The more you stand out, the more you will step up from being just the indie artist. I mean, because it's always nice to be an indie artist. I don't knock any indie artists because there's some indie artists out there making money, but if you want to make more and reach in more and get yourself on TV and stuff, try to stand out. And you don't have to be just an indie artist. You can expand your talent. If you can play the piano, do that. If you can write songs, do that. If you can write poetry, do that. You don't have to always stick to just music. Use all your talent.
I feel that. I like that. Do you feel, you know, nowadays, you feel it's better for artists to go ahead and get that major deal with that major label or just rock with the indie route?
You don't always have to get the major deal. Not always. Not always. I mean, it's cool to get the major deal, but if you grind hard enough, you can be the world's greatest indie artist without the deal. So, and you can be in control of your own stuff. So you can be a boss, like how I'm saying. I'd rather be a boss of my own stuff. But, I mean, hey, if I can get a record deal, I wouldn't mind. But then again, it's like you're controlled by this person. You signed this contract, and you have to do all this, and you have to buy out if it's drama. So it's like pros and cons to being, you know, on a major label than to being an indie artist. Like Wayne, the situation with him and Baby, you know. It's hard to feel like a slave and stuff. You don't want to feel like a slave, so that's why I'd rather be my own boss, because I don't want to feel like a slave to anybody. But like at this instance, if they want to drop me, they can. So kudos to any indie artist out there making it. You don't always have to be under a major record label. If you brand yourself and you know what you're doing and you promote yourself well enough, you have a good PR behind you, you have a good team behind you, you don't have to be on a major record level. You can be making the most money being an indie artist.
That's real. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Boss Lady Shante rocking with us. We got another caller calling in, 347, talk to me.
What's up? It's your boy, Ron Riley.
All right, what's going on, brother?
Chilling, working, man. What's going on?
That's what it is, man. My brother, Rome Riley, Connecticut. That's what it is, man. I love to have indie artists calling the show. You know how we do. We support the indie artists over here, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You already know we rocking with Boss Lady Shante, you know, publicist, radio personality, little Oprah, you know, just doing big things. That's what it is.
I try.
Hey, Boss Lady, follow me on Twitter at Rome Riley Go Boss.
Well, follow me first, because I don't have like a laptop in my hand, but if you go ahead and follow me first, I will follow you back, I promise, and then I'll add you in my little artist thing or whatever and try to retweet your tweet.
What's your Twitter?
At Boss Lady Shante.
That's what we do.
And I will follow you back, I promise. I'll follow you back. I always follow back anyway. Well, majority of the time. But I'll follow back.
That's what we do up here. We network on the show. You already know. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We're going to play that new Rome Riley joint. Since you call up, we're going to play your new joint. It's only right. Let's do what we do. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Rome Riley. Boys, Lady Shante rocking with us. Let's get it.
Okay. In the motherfucking building, man. Rome Riley, Felly. We ain't worried about y'all niggas, man. We doing good just without y'all niggas. You feel me? Get acquainted.
We not worried what haters gotta say. Okay. We not worried what haters gotta say. Okay. We not worried what haters gotta say. Okay, we not worried what a hater gotta say. Way I ride the beat, it's like I'm fucking raw. I hear they talking shit, fuck them all. They put weight on me, they put
Right now, Big Smooth is working on his mixtape, if I'm not mistaken. But his projects, he has some shows coming up. This weekend, he'll be in Oklahoma. On the 19th and on the 20th, he'll be in Houston. So, rocking out. So, I'm going to have fun.
There you go.
So I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that. So, I mean, and if y'all want to book him, y'all can either tweet me, DM me, or you can contact his manager at Kel, the manager, and he's going to give you a show. I'm so serious. The show of your life.
There you go. I like that. I like that. How you feel about what's going on, you know, this country right now with the whole Ferguson thing and all that? How you feel about what's going on with these verdicts?
Ferguson, I think it's BS. I think a lot of the stuff is BS, like with the, from Trayvon Martin on up to the Ferguson thing. I think that's BS. When you have all this evidence and stuff and you choose to ignore it, you make it seem like it's not okay for you know, regular people to kill each other, but it's okay for police officers to kill us, and that's not Ferguson. They're supposed to be able to protect and serve us, but except they're over here killing us. It's not what's hot.
Yeah, they serving all right.
They serving death. That's what they're doing. They serving us right to the grave.
So something got to change.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that because I don't agree with the electrocuting anybody. I don't agree with that either because at the end of the day, I say it's God has blessed us. So you can't punish somebody with death for killing somebody else because, I mean, it just goes on and on. But I don't think it's right for a police officer to shoot anybody, tase them, shoot them in the leg, but to shoot to kill is not what's up. I mean, you're not teaching anybody any different. You're just making people have rage or want to automatically shoot an officer at the end of the day.
Right, they're thinking they're above the law or something, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
That's real right there. That's real right there. Let everybody know they can check you out, see what you got going on, give them your Twitter once again, you know.
If you would like to check me out, you can follow me on Twitter because I'm always tweeting at Boss Lady Shantae. Instagram, Boss Lady Shantae _. I'm really not an Instagram person anyways, but you can follow me on Vine. I post videos from here to there, Boss Lady Shantae. You can Snapchat me, Boss Lady Shantae as well. But just follow me. I'm always tweeting about some type of rights, something inspirational. I might be cussing. I'm doing it all on Twitter. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, but you'll always learn something from me anyway.
I like that. What do any artists need to do to get their music on the show, your radio show?
Whenever I start doing radio, I'll post some stuff. And when I start back, I'll post some stuff. But y'all can email me, MECIA816@gmail.com, and I'll listen to your music. And I'll get it over to other stations that I network with until I'm actually back on air. And I can also...
There you go, publicist. Work your magic. I like that. That's what's up. You still there, Shantae? That's all right. She might have got cut off the line. Just gonna call back, though. Oh, gravy.
What up?
I'd like to make a request.
Oh, there you go. Hold up. Yeah. 903 back on the air. You want to make a request, 860?
Yes, this is Millie Marie from New Britain, Connecticut, and I'd like to make a request song from Rome Riley, Care About Us.
All right, that's what it is. We're going to get to that. Shantae, you back on air?
Oh, yeah, my bad. My phone is being sensitive. But, so I will, get the music to the other stations that I network with. And I also have a sister that DJs, so, I mean, I can see if she can put it in one of her mixtapes. But right now I'm not doing any hosting until... Actually, the beginning of next year, I'll start back hosting myself. So, I can't wait for that.
That's real. You're on the grind, sister. Keep doing big things. Salute to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Little Oprah doing big things. I see you.
I need Oprah money, so hey.
Well, you're on your way. You're on your way. You doing what you do.
I got faith in myself, so.
That's right. That's all you need, you know? As long as you got faith in yourself, you good.
Exactly. That's what indie artists need to as well. They need to always believe in yourself. Keep faith in you, because at the end of the day, it's you who's living this dream, and you can't let nobody shoot down your dream, because at the end of the day, I mean, they're just doing it to boost themselves. So always believe in you.
Exactly. That's wise words right there from little Oprah. You know, it's our Stock Shade video. Man, take a shot, doing big things, opening up all types of stores and stuff, you know. That's what it is. Thanks for coming on the show, though, sis.
All right, you're welcome. I'll make sure I tell more artists about the show, and I'll tweet about the show. I mean, I like the vibe. I think it's real. A real nice vibe.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it greatly. For real. Keep doing big things.
I will.
That's what it is. We're going to get straight to it. Finish off with some hot indie music. We got Rome Riley rocking with us. Let's get to that special request. You still there, 860? You still there? Just want a special request for some Rome Riley. Care about us? Let's get to that. Let's get straight to that.
Let's go. Yeah.
When I was locked, ain't nobody show me love. Ain't nobody show me love. Let's go, nigga. Now I'm home getting money, everybody got their motherfucking hands out, ho niggas. Niggas don't care about us, bitches don't care about us, oh no. They don't give a fuck about us, they don't give a fuck about us, oh no. I'm telling these niggas I'm getting this money like Tony Montana. Fuck all these bitches, they driving me crazy, I'll see you mañana. And I'm on to the next one, bulletproof vest, 38 be the best gun. I might just catch me a body when I pull up in that new Maserati. I just bully the streets when I come through like Omar with that shoddy. If you need that coke, if you need that dope, you know I got it. Medusa on my neck, so they think I'm down with the Illuminati. Whipping them yams, whipping them yams, nigga, that's a hobby. If you close, head shot. If you fall, think fast, nigga, leg shot. I don't need nobody, got a chrome 38 with a shoddy. If you spot on my nigga, then kill him, I don't give a damn. We getting this money, we getting this money like damn. When I was locked, ain't nobody show me love, ain't nobody show me love, let's go, nigga. Now I'm home getting money, everybody got their motherfucking hands out, ho niggas. Niggas don't care about us, bitches don't care about us, oh no. They don't give a fuck about us, they don't give a fuck about us, oh no.
These niggas don't care about us. These bitches don't care about us. My city, they show no love. Going on this blue dream, got me in Neverland. Got me in Neverland. I don't need nobody, I got my body. I'm the hottest nigga up in here. My diamonds shining like chandelier. We getting money over here, I see you waiting over there. If you try to harm me, I'ma get my army. Got an AK that'll flip you up in the air. My music is clear. This that dawn light got me caught up. Saving all this money so when I have a daughter. This that dawn light, I'm up grinding all night. This that dawn light, I'm up grinding all night.
I, it's your boy Jay Green Money Talks from Empire State DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, man. Make sure you tune in regularly to that Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You can check it out at www.hhse.biz. Get your mind right, get your money right. Let's go.
Down Young niggas on the Greyhound without school backpacks headed up to D.C. No school books inside, full of work. Got a Walkman on, listening to BG. Yeah, hitting Philly with my cousin Rock. Man, I ain't even know what I was doing then. Be back by 7 on a day trip. Make a home in time to watch UPN. No pyramids of Giza. Me and my cousins there watching Moesha. Curtis Mayfield bumping out of those speakers. PS1 next to the VCR teachers. Used to tell me that I had the it factor. So I hit the block trying to make bricks scatter. Innocent image of myself, shit shattered. Daughter almost 3, and that's really what matters. Pain covered up by the laughter. Writing every chapter. Hoping I can capture the truth that I mastered. Cool with baby mama, know some things I will ask her. Put it to the side, see the pride don't falter. Sad that we never made it down that altar. But when shit alters, blessing in disguise. Gotta move on with, keep going forward. Meanwhile, I'm here just sitting for the culture.
I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feeling new day dawning. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated.
The window was closing, potentially frozen. Heart made of stone, so I'm simply awoken. Dealing with hoes, but the bitches is broken. I'm switching my focus. A nigga on the grind, yeah, I'm sicker than mostin'. Shit that I'm boasting is real fact. Feel that. Savage in the building, fulfilling the dream, but I really can't reveal that. Girl, I'm supposed to hit you with the run of the mill sack. Bought on my time with a bad bitch killer. Take a homework, take her to the telly where your skills at. Never buy a bitch, might lease her. But when I'm in the pussy, understand that I own her. Wise man told me that you can't be a loner. If you find a queen, then nigga better hold her. See that chip, man, take it off your shoulder. Raise your princess, do everything I told you. It might be EXO and Lexo. She asked me to let go. Oh my God, soon as we started from the get-go. Trying my hardest cause I see something special. Hoping she the type that'll keep a nigga stressed though. And if not, that's cool, still got hip-hop. Love for my niggas that be trouppin' by the thrift shop. Praying that you make it out of here before you get shot. Know it's more to life than just serving on the big block. Thinking you can win. Ain't about the pen cause I'm something more solid than you can't bend. Caught up in the water, you can sink and you can swim. And I almost drown. Never think that shit again, I'm rejuvenated.
I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feeling new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated.
My days in life, my days in time. Guess I gotta live it right. Four letters of love, four letters of luck, four letters of suck, but love is never enough. Out of my mind when I'm spitting this, feeling like I'm giving it up. Cause I never live life, cause I never love life. Love this, love her, love me, I love you. Understand what we're going through, it's what love do. It's strain, it's pain, it's hurt, it's work. I don't understand, I'm feeling like I'm hurt. Trying to rise above this madness. Feeling like my life was good, but it's all sad. Until gravity defined us, Mother Nature saved us. But love is what betrays us and changes us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four old letters of love. Have you ever been in love and had that good feeling? Everybody understand what that good feel is. Living life like we in our last days. We on our own mission, we on our own way. So I guess I spend some time, but I guess I like your mind. But I guess I try to define my life inside of lies. I guess I try to trust that one and trust her too. I guess the other one love me, but I don't love her too. Why just look up in their eyes and tell them all lies and let them know I'm holding my love for you in disguise. My pain and my thoughts, matter of fact, my pain is surreal. So when I vividly think about it, these words are just kill. Feeling like I'm in prison, my emotions is trapped inside a glass box, cause the feeling is back. But until gravity defines us, Mother Nature saves us. But love is what betrays us and chains us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Yo, these four letters that deceived my heart. Thought I was loving you, baby, but I love me from the start. Because my lover never fade away from myself. It's self-preservation, got me feeling like slavery. Those reparations, trying to break out of this box. Escape from your life, escape from all the pain that you give me in a sacrifice. Owe me risking it all just to be by your side. Feeling like the suicide bombers with them planes that collide. But I just do what I do to just to make it today. Survival is taxes, it's mad cause your love with it straight. I guess I'm four letters of heaven, can feel like he days. The same mission for this money when trying to get paid. Mine is slave, cause every time I run into you, I'm running right back, baby, cause that's what loving would do. But until gravity defined us, Mother Nature save us. But love is what betrays us and chains us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Four letters of love.
Every chance you take, no, make
get your mind right, get your money right. Got Rome Riley rocking with us. What's popping, bro?
Hello.
Yo, young Jay.
It's the boy Young Jay, you know, working on Riley, you know, go Boston, stay flossing out here in CT. We get
crab
it.
Crab mouth.
Okay. That's what it is, man. So what y'all be doing? Y'all be chilling in CT, man, New Brand. What y'all be doing, man? What's the hot spots, man? You got any nice little clubs or lounges out there? What y'all be getting into?
Just out here working hard, trying to get this mixtape out, Most Hated mixtape coming out. It's about to drop, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. I see the videos, you know what I mean? Y'all working.
Yeah, man.
Got the song y'all got them, you know, the crystal clear videos. I like the clarity on the videos y'all putting out, you know what I'm saying? That's good, you know. I see y'all got a, you know, good director directing y'all videos. That's a good look.
Nope. Yeah, yeah, we self-made bosses. We just do it on our own, you know.
I like that, That's what it is, man. That's what it is. We gonna get into the rundown, man. We gonna build on the hip hop news, global politics, economics, all that good stuff. Let's just get straight to it, man. Let's do it.
But his predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
get it, baby. Hip hop stock exchange radio.
Yeah, it's one of your favorite segments of the show, the rundown. Got the hip-hop news, the global politics, economics, all that good stuff, whatever's going on in the world. We're going to build on that. If you don't got the browser, open up right now, www.hhse.biz. Let's get straight to it on the hip-hop news. First up, Nas and Russell Simmons joined the Million March in NYC. Now, if y'all didn't know, y'all was under a rock or something. There was a Million March down in Midtown Manhattan, 12, 13, 14, this past weekend. A million people marched in support of Eric Garner and what's going on out there, Ferguson and police brutality, and just government oppression in general, you know what I'm saying? Over a million people marched New York streets, man. It's a good look. Yeah, a lot of, you know, MCs out there. My Song's out there. Nas is out there. A couple other cats is out there. Russell Simmons is out there. There's a couple other people out there. You know what I'm saying? But just good, you know what I'm saying? Just people to stand up and do something. Because usually it ain't New York that would do something like that. Usually, you know what I'm saying, it'd be marches other places. But New York City, you know what I'm saying, it was a multicultural march. It wasn't just black people marching. It was people from all, you know, ethnicities marching. So, you know, it just goes to show you times are changing. Let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens, you know? How you feel about that, Ron?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds good. Things, you know, in reality, well, Rome.
Yeah, man.
Is
that's
Rome
what it
Riley
is.
On?
Yeah, it's all good, man. You listening, but yeah, we gonna go to the next one. Next up, Birdman is not letting Lil Wayne out of his contract. Now, this is an interesting article right here. I'm pretty sure we all know, you know, a couple of days ago, you know, Lil Wayne was just venting on Twitter, talking about, yo, he's trying to get off Cash Money, he ain't putting his album out. Yo, Birdman, like, yo, fuck that. You ain't going nowhere, nigga. You ain't going nowhere, Junior. For real. What y'all think about that, man? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, in reality, anything can happen, you know? So.
For real. That's real. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he'll put his album out, man, because it makes no sense for somebody like Lil Wayne to have, you know, record label issues, you know what I'm saying? Because Lil Wayne, he been, you know, been successful for like almost a decade now. He's been successful, you know what I'm saying? But there's no reason for any record label to push back his album or give him any type of problem, because, you know, if it wasn't for Lil Wayne, Cash Money wouldn't be what Cash Money is now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially with all the moves he made with his music. I mean, he's a
great artist.
I think he's a great artist.
Yeah, without Lil Wayne, where would Cash Money records be at, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, come on. Yeah, they be fall off a long time ago.
Yeah.
And on the other end, you had Tiger trying to get off Cash Money also. He ain't want to be on Cash Money no more. So there's something going on over there where Chase ain't getting cut, or it's some internal problems that we don't know about when you got, you know, Lil Wayne venting about Cash Money. You got Tiger venting. You know what I'm saying? There's something going on over there. We'll see what happens. Future holds with, you know.
Yeah, I hope they hold it down and keep it together.
Right, man, because at the end of the day, it's a legendary label. Whether you like them or not, it's still a legendary hip-hop label, you know what I'm saying? They officially sold more records than any other hip-hop label ever. It's already been reported already a couple of years ago, so, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Rockefeller ain't getting to stay together that long. Let's see if Cash Money can still hold it down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I heard G-Unit got together. I heard they doing their thing. Shout to them, you know. They doing their thing.
That's what it is, man, for real. Now, on the business news, first up, how tokenization may change the way you pay. Now, this is an interesting article right here. Y'all already know we went from the cash era to the credit card era. Now they just got it where you got your smartphone. You could just charge anything off your smartphone and you good. You ain't even got to pull out a credit card. You ain't even got to pull out cash. You could just charge on your phone and it's straight to your online account. You know what I'm saying? Times are changing. You know what I'm saying? For real. This interesting article right here, man. Just goes to show you, like, credit cards. People still use credit cards. People still use cash, of course. But, you know, the way people purchase, you know what I'm saying, the next, you know, 10 years, 15 years, is definitely going to see more of it. Just, you know, pull out your phone and buy what you want in the store and keep it moving. You know what I mean? Interesting times we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Real, for real. Interesting times we live in. Next up, new mortgage incentives are a little risky. Now, this is an interesting article, man. You know how I love the real estate. You know what I'm saying? Always good to own a house in this country rather than, you know, paying rent where you just, you know, the money's going to somebody else's wealth. You know what I'm saying? Equity, man. If you can, always own a home. You know, a lot of things over the last 7 to 10 years have changed regarding, you know, how you apply for a mortgage. Definitely make sure you got your credit right. You know what I'm saying? You got that down payment money. You know what I mean? And make it happen. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of incentives going on that where you're a first-time home buyer. You know, they got a lot of good things that you can get into to get a house at a real, real good rate, interest rate, low down payments. So, a lot of different avenues you can take. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Get your mind right, get your money right. Tip Top Stock Exchange Radio, man, is what we do, man. www.hhse.biz. We got Rome Riley rocking with us. Shout out to Boss Lady Shantae for rocking with us a little earlier. Great interview. Now I'm saying a little Oprah doing big things, you already know. Pretty much end of the show. We're going to finish off the show with a little heat. Yo, Rome, you want to give some shout-outs and all that?
Shout-out my squad, my state, ACB, Hell Nation. You know.
There you go.
Let's get it. Shout-out to DJ and HHSE playing our music. Let's get it. Play that Rome Riley.
That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right is what we do. We hold down to any artist. We're going to finish up the show. Let's get it. Till next week. I know y'all going to call it next week. You know. Every week.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man.
Get
your mind right. Get your money right.
Oh, let's play.
Like the bricks and the pyramids. niggas gon' sink like the army of Pharaoh trying to cross the Red Sea. Niggas Moses,
God got me, I got plenty quillin' matter. Got an army like Solomon and David.
Nigga praising, elevated to whatever my weak strength is. Nigga St. Peter, I hallucinated. Turned like the Psalms, even got the birds waitlist. Fucked up like Job, got an amen. Follow me like Muhammad, believe it, swore to hit your neck if you don't believe it, nothing. Purpose speaks like Christ, you ain't saying nothing. Drive a bitch crazy, Joseph. You hate niggas gon' sink like the army of Pharaoh trying to cross the Red Sea. Nigga Moses, lead to the army. I storm through your city like Khaled in my wallet on the horses. Nigga praising, elevated to wherever my weak strength is. Nigga St. Peter, I hallucinate it. Turn like the Psalms, even got the verbs weightless. I'm saying prayers on the air with quaking. Got plenty credit, man. Elbows on the table, fuck your table, man. Real niggas gon' link like the bricks in the pyramids. Hey, niggas gon' sink like the army of Pharaoh trying to cross the Red Sea. Nigga Moses, real niggas gon' link like the bricks in the pyramids. Hey, niggas gon' sink like the army of Pharaoh trying to cross the Red Sea. Nigga Moses,
real niggas, we connect. Yeah, them planets line up. Take a ladder to the left. Yeah, watch me climb up. Rap Megatron, New York, New Babylon. Toast to the truth, under proof, we sippin' on. This that Red Sea, 12 and that 13. King Pippin, that's OG. Queen City, they know me. Dark Pharaoh, dark horse, white saddle. Travel astral, big castle, right brain, left tackle. Rubber bands all up on the talisman. All money legal, yeah, that be the brand. We the Illuminati, fuck with my mouth, see they'll never find you. Blue Beast, on the llama, yeah, I call Carolina. Blow ashes off marijuana, 3 zeros before the comma. Pyramids built from the top down, I knock out with the top down. 8 stars be my crown, you know how the gods get down. 8 stars be my crown, you know how the gods get
real,
down.
Real niggas gon' link, like the bricks and the pyramids.